Vaping's popularity among teenagers is going up. A University of Michigan study found there were 1.3 million more high school users in the U.S. in 2018 than there were the year before. Here in Michigan, two bills that would ban the sale of e-cigarettes and other vaping products to minors have been sent to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's desk. One of the groups opposing the legislation might come as a surprise. It's the American Cancer Society. Andrew Sheppers is the Michigan Government Relations Director for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. Andrew, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
The legislation we're talking about covers vaping devices and e-cigarettes, and when people are using them, they're inhaling vapor that's infused with nicotine. Sometimes it also has a flavor added to it. Before we get into the bills, what are the American Cancer Society's concerns about minors who start vaping?
You know, our major concern is that this is essentially a gateway into that addiction. Studies have shown that folks, whether they're minors or whether they're adults, if they're using an e-cigarette product or get started with an e-cigarette product, somewhere down the road, they're going to pick up a cigarette or some other tobacco product so they can continue to get that nicotine rush. And so, you know, we know that we want to do anything that we can to get these out of the hands of our kids.
So let's dig into the legislation a bit. As we mentioned, it would ban the sales of vaping devices and e-cigarettes to minors. The proposals would also penalize minors for using them, possibly a fine for buying a product underage. What are your organization's concerns about the bills as they're currently written?
These companies that have been selling these e-cigarettes, when they get into the states, they come in and say, well, you know, we're not really tobacco. It needs to be defined differently, and it needs to be regulated differently. And, you know, that's where we have a big problem. You know, we feel that these products are tobacco products all the way across the board, and they need to be regulated as such. Michigan has its three statutes that really kind of govern tobacco use. First is the Youth Tobacco Act, which we're talking about with these two bills out of the Senate and where those amendments would come in place. Second is the Smoke-Free Air Law. And third is our Tobacco Tax Act. And that's where the definition lives for a tobacco product in the state of Michigan.
So, Andrew, what changes would you like to see?
We want to update that definition. And so if we were to make that change and define it as a tobacco product rather than as a vapor product, what they're attempting to do, those under the age of 18 would not be able to access it. There would be a tax on associated with those products. But then also it says that, hey, you know, we can't be using these in public places.
What would you say to someone who says, look, the vapor just isn't the same as smoke? And I personally don't smoke or vape, and neither one really bothers me. But having been around some folks who vape, the effect on the room just isn't the same as the smoke from a cigarette.
First and foremost, I would say the science on these and studying what comes out of these products is new. So we just don't know. There are chemical reactions that are happening when this fluid is being aerosolized. You know, it's not like breathing in steam from like hot water in your kitchen. It's really looking at something more of might come out of an aerosol can. And we need to find out more what's in there. But to be safe, keeping these products out of the public arena where people, I guess, are subject to having to take in some of this vapor, you know, we see is making sure that people are protected from some of that stuff.
In terms of regulation, how does what Michigan is considering with these bills compare to what's being done in other states around the country?
Some states look at just defining the liquid nicotine. Some states look at doing this vapor product. And then there are some states that have defined it as a tobacco product and treat it that way. And so, you know, Michigan's the only state that hasn't defined it yet. Hasn't regulated yet, and so we want to make sure that we're regulating it the right way, and you know, we feel the right way is to regulate it like tobacco.
Andrew Sheppers is the Michigan Government Relations Director for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. Andrew, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.